This is an iHeart podcast.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the great Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. On my station, 550 KFYI and 790 KNST in Tucson. Well, it makes us the biggest conservative talk show in the great state of Arizona. But now, we're national. Why? Because we're in The Jesse Kelly Show. So happy to be here. But we talked about the Al Smith dinner. I think that it was absolutely just fantastic. It's something that everybody needs to see. And there's so many lessons you can learn from this. Like, you know, you had the host, Jim Gaffigan. He's a comedian, been around for a while, but right now he's best known for his portrayal of Tim Walz on the Saturday Night Live show, which is now funny again and getting ratings because they're taking, you know, they're taking a crack at the Biden administration, at the Harris-Walz campaign. And he said something last night that was kind of funny. It was funny to me, but it was more enlightening because these very Democrats that are always telling us that democracy dies in darkness and that Trump is a dictator and Trump wants to take over America and Trump wants to kill all of the journalists. He's a threat to democracy. Well, in his opening monologue, you had Jim Gaffigan take on that sentiment.
Yeah, this has been an interesting presidential campaign. The Democrats have been telling us Trump's re-election is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true. Really? It really makes you consider the power of prayer, right, Cardinal? Sometimes prayers take 3.5 years and a George Clooney op-ed.
Wow. Wow. Sometimes prayers take 3.5 years and a George Clooney op-ed. Of course, that was when George Clooney had met with a Biden at the fundraiser, right? Right. And then after the debacle of a debate, he released a letter saying that that wasn't the same Biden, that Biden was diminished. That's what got the ball rolling. And that's when, you know, when we had Brett Baer ask Kamala Harris yesterday, well, when did you know? When did you first know that Biden was in cognitive decline? And she refused to answer the question, just filibustered, changed her tune to act like, Biden, he is the smartest man in every room that he. No. We have a comedian. See, this is why dictators usually, you know, they arrest the comedians first. They arrest the people that poke at their policies and their actions and expose their hypocrisy. And that's exactly what happened last night. It was the Democrats that subverted democracy. It's the Democrats that turned over their primaries, 14 million people that voted for Biden. Well, you know, so what? We heard Nancy Pelosi say earlier this week, they don't decide who becomes the president. I decide, and I've decided that Donald Trump will not be in the White House again. That's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy. There was an interesting debate that broke out on CNN. And it was all over the Democrats' fear that if President Trump gets back in office, he's going to have the media arrested. He's going to shut down news divisions. You have Leah McGowan. She's from Politics Girl. She's a lefty. Ryan Gadusky. He's with Project 1776. And then you have Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter. And they were trying to convince Gadusky that, you know, if Trump gets back in office, He's going to end democracy. He's going to have his enemies arrested.
Donald Trump is the one running for president. Right. And we need to take this man and the things he says seriously. And the things he's saying are, I'm going to take people off the air that I don't agree with. I'm going to go after my political enemies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do these terrible things. And we have to take these terrible things.
Did Hillary Clinton go to jail? Because he promised he was going to send her to jail, and then he never did.
This is what
Trump does to all of us, though. This is what he's done to the country.
That's Mr. Potato Head. This is what Trump has done to all of us. This is what he's done for the country. No, this is what Trump derangement syndrome has done to you. Okay. And Ryan Gerdusky, he's the one who's common sense. You know what? We heard the chant, lock her up. When Trump got in office, did he try to have Hillary Clinton locked up? He should have, but did he? No, he didn't. And because you let her go, look what Hillary Clinton did with Obama, crossfire hurricane. Look what they did. Look what they tried to get him caught up with, you know, with the whole Mueller report. Stop it. He didn't go after his enemies, but his enemies sure did conspire against him. Y'all better stop. Stop it. Gerdusky and Abby Phillip, they got into a one-on-one going back and forth. Again, very, very instructive. Do the Democrats really believe this? Do they live with this type of fear? Are they really this adverse to reality?
You know that there is a lot of reporting of Trump both attempting and succeeding to direct his government to go after his political enemies. You know that is true, right?
Which political enemies did he get arrested?
He tried.
Oh, wait, that's a good question. And I'm sorry. That wasn't Leah. That was Abby Phillips from CNN. Yeah, you know he tried to do this. You know. Well, okay, which one? Which politicians did Trump try to have arrested? Abby? Don't tell me he wanted to or he thought about it. Who was arrested under the Trump administration?
I don't know. Which one did he get arrested?
Getting Adam Schiff arrested once he gets back into office.
I'm not. Schiff.
He's going to
get him arrested.
But you also don't put words.
But he said that Hillary Clinton would go to jail and she didn't.
Ryan,
so
don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that he got her arrested.
I asked a question.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I said that he attempted to use the government against his political enemies.
Really?
That is true. And so the idea that he says things and then doesn't try to do them is not borne out by facts.
Okay.
He says things and then often tries to do them.
Really? So you're going after Trump because you think that this is what he wants to do. What about all of the things that the Biden administration has done to Donald Trump? What about the raid on Mar-a-Lago? What about, you know, the Trump aides that have been, through lawfare, been sent to jail, been bankrupt? What about that? What about the Trump supporters that were arrested with January 6th? What about the people walking around in MAGA hats getting beat up in the cause? What about that? Dark Biden with his brown shirts. Hello? But you know what? Mr. Gerdusky, he was not deterred. And he brought up just an absolute fantastic point.
Two things. One, the blovocating. I think that people sit there and say, all right, normal people are like, I don't care. Trump's annoying, but I like his policies, and that's fine. The second thing is that a lot of presidents went for their political enemies using the government.
Mm-hmm.
Trump did not get anyone. I mean, that's the truth. Obama used the IRS against his political enemies. That did happen. But he did.
They're laughing.
Yes, he did.
Wait a minute.
I want to get some other things in, but again.
Wait a minute. He said that Obama used the IRS to go after his political enemies. They did. The IRS went after the Tea Party, did they not? They laughed at that. They scoffed at that.
Ryan, please. Barack Obama was, you have no evidence that Barack Obama directly asked the IRS to go after any political enemy.
They just happened to.
You have no evidence that Barack Obama was involved in that. You have to acknowledge that because you don't.
I don't. They did, though.
I don't.
They,
you said
I don't
Barack
have evidence,
Obama
but they
used
did.
The IRS to go after
his administration,
political enemies. That
his administration
is false. That's false.
But you have no evidence that, but they did do that. But you don't have any evidence that Obama told him to do it, but it did happen in Obama's administration. Girl. Oh, yeah, but see how smooth the left is? Now, there's no fingerprints on that. But I tell you what, Obama did spy on journalists.
For doing journalism that he does not like.
But we look at it and
didn't Obama spy on a journalist?
But Ryan, it's in, hold on, Ryan, it's in all caps and, it seems funny, it seems wild, so people sometimes dismiss it, even though it's very serious.
But Brian, didn't Obama spy on a journalist?
No administration is perfect.
Oh!
No, I don't think that, I do not believe that Donald Trump did what Barack Obama did to
journalists. The Trump administration put Reality Winner behind bars for leaking to The Intercept. Every administration is guilty of something.
It's not the same thing.
The Trump,
that's not the same thing.
But thank you.
Trump has threatened every major media company in the United States, including Fox.
Who did he spy on, Brian? Who did he spy on? You've got the Obama administration that went into reporters' laptops. You got the Biden administration that said, if you don't stop investigating this, one, your husband's going to show up online as a pedophile. You have people who testified in front of Congress with that. But I tell you what, you know, Obama's fingerprints weren't on it. What are we watching here? What's the takeaway? I will tell you coming up next. The left, they're zealous for blood. Babies, the blood of babies going as far as supporting free abortions at the DNC. Remember that? Kamala's extreme radical stance for abortion is evidenced in her running mate. As First Things reported, Tim Walz supports the right to infanticide. Infanticide is the taking of a baby's life after birth. That's insanity. The media has dubbed this as the abortion election. We have to stand up to this evil. When you join forces with Preborn, the largest pro-life organization in the nation, you are protecting the greatest victims of our society. I'm talking about babies in their mother's womb. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas in the nation, and they have rescued over 300,000 babies. When a woman is considering abortion, when she searches to end her baby's life, Preborn is there. The power of the ultrasound combined with God's love doubles a baby's chance at life. One ultrasound is just $28, and five ultrasounds are $140. To donate securely, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show, my friends. My name is James T. Harris. I am from Phoenix, Arizona, and my hometown, Tucson, Arizona, adopted hometown, really originally from Milwaukee. I just gave you part of my radio history. You can hear me at 550 KFYI and 790 KNST right now. That is Phoenix and Tucson, the biggest conservative talk show in the state of Arizona. October the 7th was the one-year mark of the worst massacre of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 1,200 Israelis were murdered and more than 250 taken hostage. The war in Israel rages on today. Israel and the Jewish people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides seeking Israel's destruction. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during the crisis. Since the war started, there are reservist everyday Israeli citizens who have left families behind to serve their country. Now, soldiers who have been injured and their families need support. Your gift of $150 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. And thanks to a generous fellowship supporter, your gift will be matched to double in impact. Join Jesse in letting those families know that listeners like you stand with Israel. Call to make your $150 gift right now at 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-4325. Or go online to supportifcj.org to give. That's one word, supportifcj.org. When the conflict broke out after the massacre, October 7th. Strange. It was quiet for a few days. And then all of a sudden you started seeing these Palestinian protesters protesting in the face of the massacre. Some of them actually denying that the massacre took place. We saw their numbers swell on college campuses. We saw them bleed off of the campuses into some cities, San Francisco, New York. You said, what's going on? Where are these people coming from? Remember the Black Lives Matter protests? All of a sudden, you know, in the middle of the COVID lockdown, all these people are pouring into the streets and they're protesting and they're wearing their masks for safety reasons. Where did these people come from? All of the people at January 6th, you know, wearing the mask and then creating havoc, climbing up the sides of the Capitol, breaking in. Where did these people come from? Kamala Harris, she bust in supporters to a rally in what looked like an obvious effort to make her campaign look bigger than it is. Women dressed in Handmaid's Tale, you know, they picked up the front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Remember that? They showed up there and started banging on the Supreme Court justices' doors just like crazed banshees. Remember the mob that visited the Supreme Court justices' homes? Trying to pressure them into changing their minds, insurrection style. That was right after the Dobbs draft decision was leaked by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Allegedly. Democrat operatives also sent their agent provocateurs to Trump rallies to try to start fights. Remember that? That was back in 2016. In 2008, at a Hillary Clinton speech, you had a couple of guys heckle her with iron my shirts. Who are these people? Don't these people have jobs? Where did these people come from? Well, my friends, a few days ago, a TikTok video released, about 100 men, showed 100 men in khakis and white masks holding odd flags and marching, very poorly, information to a snare drum cadence. Again, who are these people? Did you know that there's a company that hires and deploys rent-a-mobs? Yeah. The business is called Crowds on Demand. And Adam Smart is the CEO. And he doesn't hide what he does. Yeah, I got a press release from this PR folks. Yeah, he told he had a conversation with PJ Media. He's out there talking about, yeah, we do this. Threatened violence. They were also at the DNC in Chicago. So what's going on here? You're telling me that there's an actual business in which you can rent a mob? Did you hear about Kamala Harris's town hall meeting that was put on by Telemundo? Was it Telemundo or Univision? Either way, Univision, thank you very much. They had the monitor there. You're supposed to be a town hall. She's supposed to be just, you know, talking to the people. No, they had a teleprompter embedded in one of the panels. And 50% of the audience came from this rent-a-mob company. And the other 50% were paid plants who were there to ask her softball questions. You can't make this up. It's all coming out. And it's all designed to make you think that we're outnumbered. We are not. This business model has been out there for a while, they say. This guy, he just took it and copied it and perfected it. But this new information should make you question everything. Did you see that Trump brigade? What would they call it? That flotilla with all the Trump boats and stuff like that? And all of a sudden, here comes a boat with a bunch of people wearing khaki pants and a mask, and they're flying the swastika and the Trump flag. Fake. Remember all those guys that were marching, they were carrying the Nazi flags, and they're trying to act like they're Trump supporters? Everybody spotted them right away. Feds! Feds! What are we watching? We're watching the left, the organized left, out to destroy our freedoms, our rights, our country, our republic. But there's good news. There's good news in this now that this is being exposed. And the good news is there's more of us than there are of them. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
There's more of us out there than there are of them. That's good news. James C. Harris filling in for the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, we find out that they have rental mobs. The left has rental mobs. We've kind of sensed that. We've known that. You look at January 6th. How many feds were in that crowd? And now we can ask, how many people from the rental mob? How many people did Nancy Pelosi hire to be out there? It's all manufactured. The Democrats are astroturfed. Kamala Harris doesn't have any support. You know what? I got to tell you the honest truth. I saw the same thing back in 2020. There's just a big, fat difference. They don't have COVID to hide behind. They can't use fear. They can't say, oh, for your own safety, we're going to have you do a mail-in ballot. It's too dangerous for you to line up 6 feet apart. It will take too long. Any country that was really serious about their elections wouldn't go anywhere near a mail-in ballot. It would be for the military and for the infirmed. Stop it. Early balloting. Stop it. I can't get excited about it. I can only get excited about beating the cheat. And, I mean, because of the popularity of Donald Trump and because of just how absolutely just wretched Kamala Harris and the Democrats are, we're getting some separation. We just have to make it bigger. We have to make it just incredible. But, you know, they've got their rigging going on. But when you talk to the man on the street, I mean, even CBS is having a very hard time finding Harris supporters. Yesterday, you had MSNBC in Arizona trying to find some Harris supporters. They didn't find any. And the same thing is happening over there in North Carolina.
You eat grits?
I love grits.
Hold on a second now.
Is what they all say, Trump.
Wait a minute. Do you eat grits? Well, what? Because we're in the South. Do you eat grits? Yeah, of course I eat grits. Do you put sugar on your grits or do you have butter? Well, grits. Seriously? So we're in the South now, so everybody eats grits. Come on, y'all. Well, anyway, even with the grit-eating people in the South, they can't find any Harris supporters.
Do you eat grits?
I love grits.
Grit is what they all say Trump has.
The better off when Trump was in than we are today.
Because prices were lower.
Everything was better.
You got the immigrants, you got the economy, you got the wars overseas. We don't really feel like right now that we have anybody at all looking after all this. We need somebody to take command.
Nearly everyone we spoke to at Country Kitchen wanted Trump back in the White House.
If we get Trump, we got hope. If we get Kamala, we don't have any hope. It's gone.
The
country's gone.
If we don't have Trump, the country's gone. People believe that. People's eyes are open. I mean, I believe that. I'm not. I don't think he's. You know, this is it. We got wide open borders. You need look no further than the borders. The borders are wide open. We don't have a southern border. You cannot have a country without a border. You've got to have borders. It's as simple as that. And we don't have one. 10 to 20 million people come in here. Not only that, we have the government taking our tax dollars, our services, and giving it to illegal aliens. How long is that sustainable? It's not. He wasn't overblown. You even have barbers out there in Detroit that are saying the same thing. Barbers in Detroit are looking around and saying, we've got to go with Trump.
At the end of the day, I'm Trump because my eyes open. I can see
that he was doing a lot better than what we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even go to the grocery stores right now without making a life decision on what you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to compromise. We don't have to go through that 4 years ago.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Tell it. What? Say some more. I was right with you, brother. I was right with you. My eyes are wide open. I have seen the light. And I don't care about the color of Kamala Harris's skin. I care about the green in my wallet. This stuff is expensive. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, help us. That's what he said. Now, there are some undecided people out there. I don't know how you could be undecided at this point. But we did have the news catch up with one undecided person. She was out there in Nevada. But even though she's undecided, I think when you hear what she's undecided about, I think you will be convinced like I am that we could be able, we could help this woman. We are able to help this poor woman.
I'm very uncertain about her. There's just a feeling, and I'm going to do lots more research before I do vote. There are rumors and things that I need to research more.
Mm-hmm.
Still leaning towards him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm,
rumors
mm-hmm.
about her, like mm-hmm. what kind of rumors?
Sleeping her way to the top.
Sleeping her way to the top. Those are the rumors you heard? Oh, well, girl, I can help you out with that. You just need to read Willie Brown's book. He chronicles how she slept her way to the top. You could also talk to Montel Williams. I'm just saying. And there's a few others, too. Oh, is that your hang up?
Anybody can say that about a woman. I'm tired of hearing that. You know, hopefully it's not true.
It is true.
What about the men that slept their way to the top?
Now, what men slept their way to the top, girl? What are you talking about? Name names. What man is being accused of sleeping his way to the top? We're not talking about white men for Kamala here.
There's a lot of them.
There are. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Serious.
Yep.
We should give them both.
No, I'm tired.
And Trump's done a lot of that.
Oh!
Hey,
oh!
He's had how many wives? But yeah, no, I'm tired of hearing it about women. You know, like, it's just she so went to school. She has.
Yeah.
So why bring it up now?
These are rumors that I need to research.
You go ahead and research. I'll get in contact with you after the show, send you some stuff that you need to see. If that's your biggest concern, I'll bring you on over to as far as Trump sleeping with. Trump did it. No, honey. No. Don't you remember the Billy Bush tape? He said when you're rich and famous, when you're powerful, women folk let you grab them. He didn't sleep his way to the top. He is the top. Not that I'm condoning that behavior. I'm just saying. This woman has some legitimate concerns. She wants to do her research, and you're going to throw Trump slept his way to the top. Stop it. Oh, that would be an easy pickup right there. I'll get on the line here and reach out to this poor woman out there in Nevada. I think we'll be able to help her in a very powerful, powerful way. When we think about Donald Trump, this guy, he's different. He's different. From the time he came down the escalator, look at all the things that he had to put up with. And, you know, Donald Trump is just, you either love him or you absolutely despise him. It's one or the other. Nobody is lukewarm when it comes to Donald Trump, you know. I'm often fond of saying that history doesn't repeat itself. History rhymes. And in the autumn of AD 29, something similar was going on. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you about a Jewish carpenter that you either loved him or you absolutely hated him. And the impact that he had on the elites of his day. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST in Tucson. If you listen to the show, you know that Jesse is big fans of Those Who Serve. And, well, he's also a big fan of companies who serve our military and first responders. That's why he is absolutely ecstatic to tell you about GovX. GovX is the largest online store created solely for current and former military, first responders, and educators. Now, Jesse signed up and got a free membership. You just save 40% on a sweet pair of Ray-Bans, and you can as well. If you've served, you can get a free membership and save up to 40% off your favorite brands like Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, and Stanley. Plus, it's hunting season. How about a huge savings on optics and all the gear you need for the field? Save a fortune on your next family vacation, cruises, theme parks, concerts, ball games. It's all at GovX.com. Go there and get your free membership, like Jesse did. Then use promo code Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, and save $15 off your first purchase. If you have served our country, claim your free benefit. Go to GovX.com, GovX, savings for those who serve. Throw a stone in a pond and expect ripples in the water. Deviate from the status quo and expect both applause and pushback. History appears to prove these are true. You know what? In the autumn of AD 29, the teaching of a Jewish carpenter left one of two marks on those who heard him. One impression instigated positive change. The other fueled violent fear. In his historical account, Mark shared the first type of mark. That was in chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. Jesus entered the synagogue and began to teach. They were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, the timeless truths shared by the Christ absolutely astonished the crowd. Jesus' original teaching had authority. It was free from theological agendas, dogmatic traditions, and the rigid rhetoric of the elites in power. Yet, the same message and the same man left a completely different mark on well-funded, well-protected, and well-fed bureaucrats. While the common community was astonished, the refined rulers were petrified. Mark chapter 11, verse 18 records that the chief priests and the scribes heard Jesus' teaching and began seeking how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teachings. Does that sound familiar, my friends? Fast forward 2,000 years. The ideals and the names are different, but the marks are the same. While U.S. entrepreneurs, risk takers, and visionaries energize, encourage, and excite their fellow citizens in the middle of America, the deeply embedded, politically privileged, fearfully label those who dare to stray from their elite itinerary as dangerous threats. Their marching orders? Stay on the Beltway reservation or else you'll be muzzled, you'll be maligned, you'll be eliminated. Thousands of years have shown that those two who think, who choose to think outside of the box, they are threats to those trapped in the coffins of dead ideas. Eternal life is found by believing in the man from Nazareth, not obedience to the media machine in D.C. Why is America the land of the free and the home of the brave, I ask? Not because the masses told the party line of the politically powerful, but because the people embraced the freedom of Judeo-Christian ethics of their country. And that's the opportunity that we have. I am telling you, in just a few weeks, we're going to have an election for the ages. This election is not Donald Trump against Kamala Harris. This election is Donald Trump against fraud, corruption, and deceit. When Donald Trump tells us that we have to beat the cheat, that's what we have to beat. Will we be able to do it on our own? No. Just being honest. But through our Heavenly Father, Can we have the opportunity to change our nation? Can we have the opportunity to change our ways? Yes. You know, every week I go to my Heavenly Father in prayer on our show, and I thank Him for giving us everybody and anybody the ability to see truth in a disillusioned world. I thank Him for offering the free gift of eternal life to anyone and everyone who believes in Him. And we thank God for exposing the corruption of our government, and we pray that God would break the arms of the corrupt. We acknowledge as a nation that we strayed from our founding principles, and we ask for revival. We pray that our best days be not behind us, but that with faith in Him, our freedoms and this country's greatness would be restored. With great strength comes great responsibility. We always remember to lift up the brave men and women serving in our nation's uniform. Should conflict be unavoided, we pray for God's protection over them and their families. We also pray for our law enforcement, first responders, and border agents, that they serve and safeguard our communities with integrity as God watches over and sustains their lives. But you know what we also do? We also lift up our local elected officials in prayer, asking that they honor the will of the people and remain faithful to the rule of law as laid out in the Constitution of our enduring republic. A republic is what you have if you can keep it. We need help. I think we need divine intervention to keep our republic. And we pray for that help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, my goodness, my gracious. I love sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. Until we meet again. My name is James T. Harris. You can hear me on my show, The Conservative Circus, 550 KFYI, or 790 KNST. That is Phoenix. That is Tucson. Or you can catch me on the free iHeartRadio app. Have a fantastic weekend.
This is an iHeart podcast.